Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey along with Candace Preston, and we get to see a familiar face.
Yay.
I like to call him Old Jeff Gronemeyer. He's Old Jeff Gronemeyer.
I feel like you need to walk in with cowboy boots.
I grew up near the Mississippi, so that's a good, thing.
Jeff Gronemeyer from American Senior Communities, who have been such a great support to us and continue being a great friend to Caregiver Crossing. And Jeff is here. You know, he's with American Senior Communities. I always forget, are you marketing or something?
I'm now the senior director of business development.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much.
That's awesome. I bet they loved your work here in Caregiver Crossing, filling in for Tina.
It was completely a result of my work here at Caregiver Crossing.
I'm sure. We're changing lives.
I'm sure.
We were changing lives.
One day at a time.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Jeff, it's good to see you. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic. Great to see all of you.
Good summer?
Fantastic summer. Yes.
Did you go to camp?
I did not go to camp, but children went to camp, which is great. And I have a son getting ready to go to college in a couple of weeks.
That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, Jeff looks like he's 30.
I try.
He really does. He couldn't tell he'd had a child that is ready to go to college. That's the truth. I'm not lying. Old Jeff Gronemeyer.
That's because you see me from a certain angle where all my hair still is.
I do sit behind him like we're on a bus. I do. We never really look at each other in the eye, which is probably for the best. Jeff, we want to talk to you a little bit today. Oh, Candace, did you want to say anything?
No, just that we're going to talk to Jeff about right-sizing. I've never heard that. Is it similar to upsizing or downsizing?
Yeah, we got rid of downsizing. So negative.
Okay.
You know, emotionally, you're thinking, oh, I got to get rid of things. Put you in the wrong space.
Yeah,
you're right.
So, you know, to be more upbeat and emotionally appropriate, we call it right sizing.
I like it.
It's basically taking a look at your life, and certainly we do it, you know, when kids empty nesters and that whole piece. But for seniors, it's really taking a look around and making sure that your home environment isn't taking too much out of you, and it's serving its purpose in making your life better.
I agree.
Especially where, you know, people start to come and look at the senior communities. It's a big discussion.
And it's an emotional discussion. I just had this discussion last weekend with my great uncle. He's 92, lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and is in the process of moving to an assisted living. Well, he's got this house that he and his wife have been in for years. His wife passed away 4 months ago, and he's like, I need to get rid of this stuff so I can move. And my mom comes in like a whirlwind. It's like, let's get it done. Let's get it done. I'm like, I had to take her aside. I said, Mom, he is vulnerable and precious right now. You've got to calm down. You're throwing him like over the cliff.
Yeah.
So please keep that in mind, everyone. When even though it's time to do it, be gentle.
Yeah, we spend a lifetime accumulating all those things. And in some regards, we see it too with seniors. Because you have the space, you feel like you need to have the things in that space. Mm-hmm. And so the attachment isn't real anymore. It's just an attachment to the space that we talk about. So, you know, to your point, one of the things we always suggest for folks is get your family together and have a party where you actually hand off items that are meaningful to you and maybe tell a little story about it.
Oh, that's fun.
That is wonderful.
I like the party idea.
Yeah, it's a fantastic way. And then the family gets to get these items in a more meaningful and upbeat and positive way.
Yeah.
They get a little story associated with it. You kind of share your family history. And the senior gets the satisfaction of knowing that those items that were really important to them that aren't maybe going to fit in their new living situation, they're going to be cared for and kept, and that family history is going to go on. So that's a big part of that early conversation and a good way to get it started.
I love that.
I really do too, Jeff. I do like that idea. A party, a get together, everybody kind of takes a look at the mementos, everybody gets something. I think that is such a fantastic idea. With us this morning, this is Jeff Gronemeyer from American Senior Communities. He's got a title, and it's something special.
Senior Director of Business Development.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we're calling this right sizing.
Right size your home, right.
Okay, now for the stuff that's left over, we always have a lot of great ideas. We've talked to you about Goodwill Services coming in, Goodwill Industries coming in. We talk about yard sales. We've talked to, you know, people that come and kind of look at your stuff and assess it and see what it's the value. What are your thoughts about that kind of stuff?
I think those are all great ideas.
Do you?
Anytime you can involve the community, we obviously have a lot of folks who are very involved in their church community, school communities. There's always an organization that's looking for things. You know, shelters, different services for folks who, you know, don't have as much, are always looking for those kinds of donations and handouts. So one of the nice things when you're in one of the American Senior Communities properties is our SLSs can help families with that as well.
Your what?
So the Senior Lifestyle Specialist, yeah, they can help people with that.
What did you call them, though?
SLS, first? Yeah.
It's, those acronyms.
Those big, long words are hard to get out sometimes. But those are the people that, you know, help the families with the transition and really help them through the whole process. And we're there even if you're not moving in. So if you live near one of our communities and you want to have those discussions, come in and they'll help you out.
Oh, that's cool.
And of course, you know, there are going to be the items that you bring. The apartments that, you know, we have and the garden homes we have, 1-2 bedrooms, you know, do have plenty of space on the walls, and the residents decorate them so nicely. But now it's those core items that really do matter and tell the story of their legacy. So they've got that piece there, and they don't have worries about high home maintenance. They don't have to worry during a storm. If anything is going to happen, the overall layout of the community benefits them in terms of no steps,
yeah,
short distances to things. All of that, you know, does help you when you're 80 plus years old or 92 plus years old.
Exactly.
To just not use up that valuable energy. Spend it on things that are really fun, writing letters, or we have a lot of people who move in after right sizing and start with whole new hobbies. So you're not trying to worry about the garage door going up and down or how to get your mail, things like that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, those are all important things.
We've got so much stuff. We've got so much stuff already accumulating in my own home from, you know, picking up stuff when people pass away.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of that stuff handed down. I really mean it. Every place is filled to the brim with old china, old silverware. I mean, I can't get rid of antique Avon bottles. I have so much stuff I can't hardly breathe,
and I know
I need to start this now.
Harry,
downsizing
is never a bad time to right size.
I know you're
it's
right,
very true.
But is there? Which could either one of you live in a tiny house? We're starting to think about tiny houses.
I love the thought of tiny houses and granny pods.
You guys granny pods. I love the granny pod idea.
Makes me so
you
happy.
Like it?
I
probably
it.
Jeff doesn't like it because
no, those are fine.
I didn't see you jump in.
Those
I love
are
that.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm not a granny, so. I don't know how I'm going to do in a pod.
You know, you're
you got the tiny house.
You got a child going to college. You might be a grampy.
That's
here
right.
Before
Let's
you
hope
know
not.
It.
4 years.
Oh, Harry, knock on some wood somewhere.
Could you live in a grampy pod?
I could live in a pod. Yeah, I could definitely. As long as I could have a couple of important items, I'd be fine.
I love the thought of not downsizing, but
the right
just having less,
yep. Right
having
sizing,
less.
And the tiny houses.
Yeah,
just moving to a field somewhere with a brook down yonder in the
starting
fields
to like it.
And
starting to like it a
little
lot.
House on the prairie.
Yeah,
all over
we just
again.
Don't need all of this stuff. We are so spoiled here in this country. We really have so much stuff,
and it's hard on seniors because they've spent a lifetime, you know, accumulating that, and
they
we're
have.
All judged by how much and how big.
Exactly.
And so all of a sudden when that's not working for you anymore, when you're not entertaining 50 people, it's hard. So it's an emotional barrier. But once you get past it, just like people who live in tiny houses, they really do enjoy it.
And they're happy.
Yeah.
And they're happy. Jeff Grown, just like Jeff Gronemeyer.
I like the bass. You have good bass.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
And
goodbye. Floating down the river.
Make us so happy. You just don't spend enough time with us. Jeff Gronemeyer, American Senior Communities, ASC, seniorcare.com. If you'd like more information, we appreciate their continued support. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
News is next, 93 WIBC.